From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. In a surprise announcement, presumptive Republican presidential nominee John McCain has selected Alaska's first female governor, Sarah Palin, as his running mate. Political pundits have speculated about McCain's VP pick for some time. In choosing Palin, McCain passed over several more prominent prospects, like former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney or Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, just to name a couple. NPR's Ina Jaffe joins me now. Ina, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
This morning when he introduced her to the rally in Ohio, John McCain said, quote, "She's exactly who I need," end quote. So who exactly is Sarah Palin?
Well, she's someone with a reputation that in a way is a little bit like John McCain. She's known as a maverick and a reformer in the Republican Party. As far as her professional resume, she's, as you mentioned, only been governor for 2 years. And before that, she was a council member and a mayor of Wasilla. That's a city in Alaska. I hope I'm saying it correctly, of Wasilla. And she was known there for cutting property taxes and being business friendly. And her success there is how she gained the attention of higher-ups in the Republican Party in the state of Alaska. On a personal level, she is certainly much younger than McCain. She's 44 years old. She is a self-described hockey mom. She's married to her high school sweetheart. They celebrated their 20th wedding anniversary today. They have 5 children. Their eldest son is about to deploy in Iraq, and their youngest was born just in April, and he has Down syndrome.
The Republicans did an excellent job of keeping her under wraps. So how much of a surprise does her selection come as?
Oh, it's a total surprise. I have been listening to everything and watching everything and reading everything that I can, and I have not come across a single person who says, oh, yeah, Sarah Palin had it figured all along. This really is a sign, I think, that the McCain campaign wanted to shake things up a little bit and wanted to compete with Barack Obama for the mantle of making history.
What do you think her strengths will be with regard to adding to the ticket?
It's definitely an effort to appeal to women. She noted when she made her speech today at the event that this is the 88th anniversary this week of women's suffrage. She talked about Geraldine Ferraro, who was the vice presidential running mate, unsuccessful, of Walter Mondale in 1984. She gave credit to Hillary Clinton and talked about those 18 million cracks in the glass ceiling that Hillary Clinton talked about, meaning the 18 million votes she got in the primaries. And she said that women in America aren't finished yet, and we can shatter that glass ceiling once and for all, meaning if she is elected vice president.
So on the flip side, then, her weaknesses would be what, would you say?
Experience. McCain has made fighting terrorism the center point of his campaign, or at least one of them, and she has no foreign policy experience. And the Obama campaign has said this pick takes experience right off the table. They issued a statement, Bill Burton, the spokesman, saying, "Today John McCain put the former mayor of a town of 9,000 with zero foreign policy experience a heartbeat away from the presidency. Governor Palin shares John McCain's commitment to overturning Roe v. Wade, the agenda of big oil, and continuing George Bush's failed economic policies." So here is a 72-year-old man, it's John McCain's birthday today, who's undergone treatment for melanoma, and some voters may wonder if Sarah Palin is the right person to be a heartbeat away from the presidency.
One of the things, Ina, that I'm reminded of was when Hillary Clinton told her supporters, "Are you in this for me or are you in this for the values that I represent?" That's when I see Sarah Palin, that same question seems to come to mind for me for women who may be looking at her wondering, do I support her because she's a woman? Do I support her because she represents the values that I hold dear?
That's a really difficult issue, and it's going to be a difficult issue for some of Hillary Clinton's staunchest supporters. I have interviewed some of the women who supported her, who have been supporting women candidates avidly for years and years and years of their lives, and were devastated when Hillary Clinton was not successful. And for them, having a woman candidate is a really important thing, as important as about anything else that could happen.
Ina, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Ina Jaffe is an NPR correspondent. She was with me here at our NPR West studios.